Gentleman from Giles, Mr. Yost.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to request to take center aisle.
Gentleman may proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I would also like to ask two of my colleagues, the gentleman from Salem, Mr. Habib, the gentleman from Montgomery, Mr. Rush, and all of the Hokie alumni in the House to join me as well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. Today, a grateful Hokie Nation recognizes the distinguished career and celebrates 33 years of service from President Charles Steger. From my first meeting with President Steger, I knew instantly one thing. This was a man with an unyielding devotion to his campus and his community. He is strong and wise and a forthright and honest president. His knowledge and judgment have been a source of strength and support, and his remarkable balance of prudence and courage have been there through the difficult times. President Steger has been a rock of stability for the Hokie Nation. He has understood more clearly than virtually any other president before him the enormous resource that our young men and women have for the future of our Commonwealth and nation. Most importantly, he has been determined to give them the security that knowledge and skills can bring so that together they can make the world a little bit better than it was before they came. Since joining Virginia Tech as the Dean of the College of Architecture and Urban Studies in 1981, Dr. Steger has exemplified Virginia Tech's motto, Ut Prosum, that I may serve. As dean, he increased Virginia Tech's presence nationally and internationally, establishing locations in Alexandria and Switzerland. In 1993, he became Vice President for Development and University Relations and subsequently led the largest fundraising campaign in the university's history. And in 2000, Dr. Steger was appointed president of Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University. Since that time, he has demonstrated a deep commitment to the school's core mission of providing a high-quality education, and Virginia Tech has seen an unprecedented amount of growth. Today, Virginia Tech is the only school in the Commonwealth ranked in the top 50 of the National Science Foundation's ranking of universities with the highest sponsored research expenditures. Finally, Mr. Speaker, with his calm and uniting leadership, Dr. Steger guided the Virginia Tech community through the tragedy in 2007. His influence was essential in helping our community heal and recover. So today, President Steger, I speak for all Hokies, past and present, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, who thank you for guiding the lives of our future generations. And we take great pride in what you have done for our community and Commonwealth. In recognition of your legacy and service, of your courage and accomplishment, it is my honor to present you with House Joint Resolution 171, commending you for over three decades of service and devotion to Virginia Tech. I also want to thank you, too, sir, for your advice and counsel and support during my first term in the House. In closing, I am reminded of the words of another valiant individual spoken when, like you, he was finishing one journey and beginning a second. John Bunyan wrote in A Pilgrim's Progress of the warrior valiant who at the end of his life, as he prepared to present himself to the Almighty and said, "My sword I give to him that shall succeed me in my pilgrimage, and my courage and skill to him that can get them. My marks and scars I carry with me to be a witness for me, to him who shall be my rewarder." President Steger, your reward is a grateful Hokie Nation and a most deserving retirement. From the bottom of my heart, and on behalf of every man and woman in this chamber, and every student you have helped guide, I thank you and wish you Godspeed.
President Steger, I know I speak for all Virginians, not just Hokies, even a few Wahoos, that really really have appreciated all you've done for the university. We're going to miss you terribly, but we know you'll still be around, and we're pleased for that. But thank you so much for all you've done for Virginia.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.